Can I take pictures while I'm driving here? Yeah. Thank you. There.
He's only paying fast.
Okay. Mm. Oh, that's a good Do you make those?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice. How long does it take to make one?
Maybe 1 hour.
1 hour.
Who would wear this?
Oh, nice, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I wish I knew the size of my books. That's really cool.
Estadita?
Okay, anybody who likes it.
Okay. But in this place, in Bacate.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you help with your mom?
Yeah, we
do. You're together. Okay. And now people wear this. This is for special occasions.
Yeah. And then this one is the ANC.
ANC one. Yeah, good.
What's the ANC? Okay.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So that's what it means, like Polokwane conference.
Yeah.
And then you can sell a lot of those.
And then it's not the pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah.
Oh, pirates. One of the big soccer teams.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two big soccer teams in the country. Based in Johannesburg. Orlando Pirates is one. And then Kaiser Chiefs is another one. Those are the two big names. So those are for pirates.
Yeah. Does she also sell Kaiser Chiefs?
Yeah. Each and every team is living for the ANC and even when you like the color, you can do only the color that you like.
Okay.
You might be able to turn it down a little bit. As soon as news illustration is tried to look for easy solutions, and one of the easiest was shoot to kill. Because, you know, we're finding your conversation a bit more interesting than the TV.
Yeah.
So you say that you make the earrings for any team?
Anyone who likes the color, even if you like black and white and red, or any color.
Okay. Where do you sell these things?
So
you go to Palabora to sell these?
Okay. How do you get there?
Sometimes I sell 2,000 or 1,500 if I don't get the customer.
Wait, what?
I understand that as well. So how much will this cost?
That one is
60
rand.
60
rand.
Okay.
And then this one is 250.
For ANC, 250.
Good.
And then that one is 50 rand. It's not.
Okay.
And also this is 60 rand. And then this one 50 rand. Then And the shop 30 rand.
This one is 30 rand.
So you said something about
1,500.
What? Okay.
What's that? When are we going to sell this one? Per day. If we're going to Palahora or Nipelo or Banyo or Yan, we can only sell it for 1,000 or 1,000 something like that. Per day. So when they go to the towns, they'll sell 1,000 rand or 1,500 rand and stop in that day. Okay. And how do you get to Palahora? Do you take a bus?
Yeah.
Bus. How much is a bus?
Sometimes if you use a bus, each person from here to Magiawa is 5 rand. From Magiawa to Palahora is 22, 20, different buses. 22, 23 rand. Something for Palahora.
Okay.
60 rand for return.
Yeah. For 60 rand return.
Mm-hmm. Then Zanini, 70 rand return.
Zanini is more.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
And then it's more than
taxi. Palabra? It only takes it, I mean, the Palabra is cheaper than the taxi.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then when you buy the material, where do you buy the, like this material, where do you buy it from?
Giani.
Yeah. Okay. And from, so how much is it from here to Giani?
22.
Okay.
22
each, right? 22 each, right?
No.
You guys are far from anything, eh?
Not too far.
I see. It's tough. Yeah. And the beads?
This is only, we use it to buy it in small packets like this. Oh, my beads is too long. So we buy a lot of colors in different colors.
So you're buying in Giani as well?
Yeah. All of these things we buy in Giani. But only this one we're buying from Johannesburg. And this one we buy from Johannesburg. But this one is from Giani.
Okay, this one is two rand. What are these?
Two rand.
Okay. So
which is
becomes beads. Okay.
So which is
becomes
beads. Okay, so
they buy these and
they,
I see.
Imagine how much work it takes to sew
one
of those earrings.
And then this one is 5 rand. This is
15.
Ah, four,
see.
0 4. Really
nice.
And then also this aran is 5 rand.
Some of the small
ones,
this one is 2 feet.
It'd be nice if they can make, if you can make something like this for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a big time.
Yeah, you could have color for Argentina, color for
Brazil, Germany, and also this one.
Okay. Yeah. Is that also Zulu culture? Or is
that
also
Shangwan? Shangwan, Zulu, Benda, Zulu.
They also use this one. But they only use their colors. Yeah, the culture colors.
This one is more like Sutu. Sutu one,
yeah.
How did you learn English? It kind of mean that for everyone, but especially, how did you learn English?
I did go to school and I passed graduate.
Okay. They teach English in school?
Yeah, I did get English at school, and I always spend time with my friends who learn to speak.
Yeah, your English is very good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So when you're with your friends, you always speak English?
Yeah, I always speak English with my friends.
Yeah.
Even if I want to go to school. My mom, Diana, has a lot of friends. Indian, Ethiopian, so we always use English to speak. So that's why I know to speak English. My mama, you made it from.
This
is our shamanic culture, this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if I want to make a long earring, I use this one.
Ah.
Instead of that thing, it's this one.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. So now, and those Tupperwares, is that also for a business or?
No.
It's just yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I see you've got 1, 2, 3 five machines.
Yeah. Okay. This is electrical machine, but two other ones. It's for only hand, we are using hand.
Okay.
So gas is going. We use this one.
Okay. Yeah. And what is this cream?
Movie. It's a cream.
Okay. Is it just a hand cream or?
No, body.
Okay.
I've got another one of those tough questions. I'll need your help with this.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Do you ever run out of materials? And you know, you wish you could make more of this stuff, but you don't have enough materials.
Yeah. If we don't have the materials and if we don't have the money for this stuff, we have to go to someone to buy this stuff, and then we get our profit. We have to send that money back to him or him.
Who are you talking about? A money lender, or what are they?
Money lender.
Okay.
If we don't have enough money for it,
okay,
then we go to the someone can borrow us the money. So then after we sell this stuff, we have to bring it back to him.
Or we take it from the
safe. Or else we take it from the safe to the
So sometimes you borrow from Seth and sometimes you borrow from a moneylender?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not all the time. We always do our money, so we see our profit from there. So then we put it for the store. First of all, when we are saying this, we have our money, like we are saying taking. We have to see first our first stock. How much did we have to stock our stuff? So then we stock it.
So if I understand what you're saying is you sell, you see how much money you've got.
Yeah.
And you put on one side the money you need to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
The other money you can charge
more. You can use it for the making, but all the time we have to stay in our stock money.
Okay, so you keep the stock money. So then sometimes you have to go to Lakmashulisa.
Yeah, not all the time, sometimes.
So how once a month?
Mm-hmm. Once a year, yes, something like that. We always look our money. Our first thing when we have money, it's our stock. Because this is the thing that we always live about it.
Okay. So it's the understanding. So basically, what it is they really focused on planning that they keep the money for stock.
I see.
So they sell, they put that stock money aside. So they always have money for stock.
So you always have money for stock.
That's their number one objective. That's what they really try to do.
Okay.
And then, what is with them?
Nikiwe.
Okay. So what Nikiwe is saying is then maybe once or twice a year, they land up having to go to a Mashunisa is a money lender.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go to a money lender. It's about once or twice a year we do that. And then obviously sometimes they come to sell.
Right. Why, I need your help again, but what are the pros and cons of Seth and a moneylender? Why do you go sometimes to one and sometimes to the other?
Sometimes when we go, I need the money from Seth, I mean, let me take a loan.
That one, there's like
one money. There's like one money. After a year. Mm-hmm. And when we go to the Seth, maybe after a year. So to the someone who can borrow us money, like machines, I mean, it's only each and every time. Every time that we want it to go out tomorrow, you can get it.
I see.
Yeah.
So say if you can only go.
Right.
You say once a year, but I think you've got a 10-month loan. Eh? So you mean?
Six months loan.
Okay. So
6 months loan, but I finish 1 year before we draw. Before we draw the money for savings book.
Oh. Okay. So it's all right. So from Seth, you've got the money in the savings book,
mm-hmm.
But then you also take a loan from Seth as well.
Yeah.
Basically, you've got a 3,000 rand loan. Okay. Okay, so I understand. So you get the Seth loan. So the Seth loan you get, how often do you take a Seth loan? How often does she take the Seth loan?
Twice a year.
Okay, so I can see by the confusion I'm asking a dumb question.
Okay.
Okay, so twice a year, you take the Seth loan. And then once a year, you draw money from the savings to buy stock as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what you're saying about how you're asking what's the advantages of SEF, what's the advantages of moneylender?
Yeah.
So she was saying the moneylender, okay, you can go anytime.
Right.
SEF, you can only go until the loan's finished.
And the moneylender, are they more expensive?
They're not expensive, but because we don't have a choice.
Right.
Yeah, we have to do it like that because there's a lot of people who want these things. So if you don't have the money for the stock, you have to,
right,
go to the moneylender.
How much does the moneylender charge?
$400, some of them are using 20 rand, 80, 40, 50.
But usually
the people that will always lend to them, it's only 20 rand.
Okay.
100 rand is 20 rand.
Then say, will you borrow from the moneylender? How much will you borrow?
Maybe 500.
Mm. So if you borrow 500, then it's 100 is 20.
So 600 rand.
You have to
give me 600. Yeah, 600 rand. Okay. Mm. And then that 600 rand, maybe I get it after 4 days or 5 days. Then I return back.
Okay, so you can borrow from him this week.
Yes, next week or today's a Monday, eh? Sometimes I borrow 500 rand.
Yeah.
I tell you, come on Saturday and take it.
And you pay him the 600.
Yes.
But you must pay, you don't get discount. You must pay him 600 on Saturday.
600 rand.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever missed a repayment to SEF or to a moneylender?
No.
Never. Very good. Do you know anyone who has?
Yes.
Somebody who well, let's break it up.
Okay.
In moneylender and SEF, do you want to ask first?
SEF.
Okay. Do you know anybody who could not pay SEF back?
Never heard of them.
No, right off.
Okay. Now, and then do you know anybody who borrowed from the moneylender? From the Mashonisa, and couldn't pay back a Mashonisa.
The Mashonisa, they always have their secret. We don't know. They always keep their business secretly to themselves. They're not going to tell us this one paid us or not. We just only know ourselves when we borrow to the money lender.
Okay. Okay, here's another tough one. I think this is my last one. Well, first off, how many people around here are in SEF?
How many people in Makata? 35.
35? And for all the people who are not in SEF, why aren't they in SEF, or should they be in SEF?
The only thing I can say for them, I can just say, the people who want to be in SEF is the people, those who know they can work hard for the money.
I see.
They don't want the lazy one. Because
right.
If you are too lazy and you are not working, you can't take the money from SEF and you don't know how you are going to bring it back.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Have you ever...
Those who are in SEF is the one who know how to work hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to a friend and said, you should join SEF?
Yeah, we did.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they join?
Yeah, like Meli Yurko. This is my auntie. She did join SEF because of my mom.
Oh, okay.
She knows that SEF is good because my mom, every time, I learn it from my mother. Sometimes when she has that money from the book, that's when they are banking each and every. Every time once you got that money, I can give it an example. This Tupperware, last year when they got their money, she just only ordered this Tupperware and paid it by that money that she was working for that year. She always worked the money for something, not just for in case. Something important that can always see it or know that I was working hard to the self for something that I want.
Right.
Mm. So,
and also that I buy with the money
from self. And the bedroom suit down there to buy it
and
this TV.
What do you mean the money from self? Is that different from other money?
Yeah, it's too different because when she lends the money from self, she always buys something that she wants and she wakes. And she take another one for the stock, so she wants to bring it back to save that money.
Okay.
Because when you go to the shop, you want this fridge. It's too expensive when you use it, you pay each and every month.
Right.
But if you buy cash, it's too easy.
I see.
So and the money from safe is too easy to pay back.
I see.
Than to buy this one. on the shop by paying each and every month. When we do for that month, that money is too much
right.
than the safe money.
Got it. So
the
you...
safe is too good, and it's always making things easier.
Right.
When you know what you want to do about that money.
Got it. So you borrowed from Seth and bought
this.
One.
And
okay.
And
cool.
Not with the loan money.
With profit.
Uh-huh.
Profit one.
Is there anything that you would say you bought with non-Seth money? Money not from Seth?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to understand
them,
this idea.
This one.
Yeah.
This one, only work hard just to buy this one. It's not from Seth, but this one is the money from Seth, and this one is the budget from Seth.
Yeah.
I think what Alden is asking.
Hello.
Who is that machine? Profit from Seth.
That one.
What is the difference between profit from Seth and profit not from Seth?
After that, you need to have a fridge in that month. Or after
when
that, you need to have
this one. Loan safe, she buys stock and save and get profit.
And while she's banking it safe, that one, you know,
you know,
take it from safe and save and get profit every fortnight, bank.
Okay, so we understand. Okay, so she takes money from safe, buy stock, okay, sell the stock.
Yeah.
Now you've got profit.
Yeah.
Some of that profit you put for the safe savings.
Yeah.
Some of the profit is for the repayment to safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another profit.
We
put aside, and then I take with that the other safe, and then buy something if I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then after that, I take another money from the safe. I mean, take this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take like this roller, next.
Yeah.
If I take the money from safe, I buy mini rolls.
Okay.
Then I'm sewing and selling.
Yeah, so you've got your own savings book as well.
And why did they drop out?
A person passed away.
Yes.
A person passed away. That's the only one they know.
But before passed away, Bobby went to the
okay.
Before she passed away, she dropped out. But you must know other, I mean, in the center, there must be many people who dropped out. Maybe 10 people.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who you think is going to drop out? You don't have to say who.
Not so one of them.
She says one client for drop is a bad client.
It's a bad client. She might drop. Mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
I have a problem. I
she just only pay when she wants to, but if she don't want to,
I have a problem. I have no money.
So those people are the lazy ones.
Just lazy, you think?
No, I think she's lazy.
What should I say?
You know, obviously you guys are working very hard, you know, you've got a very, very good business. Are there like in the center, are there some people who don't have a business anymore? So I think some people's business is very small. It's just like one bucket of mopani worms or something like
that. Yeah, someone went there, he said mopani worms. Mopani worms, and he said mongo. The mongo, you may not.
Because you know what I sometimes I think, and I guess I worry. So if I understand what you're saying is that the people with a very small business, then they buy many small things.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. But now, you know, I think, maybe I'm wrong, so I might not be right, okay?
Yeah.
I think sometimes people will borrow from Seth. Maybe they borrow, let's say, 1,000 rand. But what they buy for stock is very small. Maybe they spend 200 rand for stock for Seth. And the other 800 rand they use for other things.
Okay.
But the way we are going to turn your question, see, you come on my lap with that. She depends on which to go to the government. The issue shall be a mission to be managed. A profit and job.
So, ma'am, I am not like the
one. So, ma'am, hey, this one, I'll give you this one. What I'm not so.
Munateka 1,000. Yeah, first of all, just try.
So, ma'am, depends on which to go to the shower. She profita njani.
So hina masungulo ma swa kanjani loko hi teka mali liya a ku sunguleni ka hina ka ku teka mali ane a mi kuma ku hi xava xitoko liya yisa laku for 2 months liyani va nga se zaku va xava straight mi ri karhi mi kota ku ni hakela ni tlherisela mali liyani a ka se
for they take the loan and pay installment the first 2 months
why because
they use the loan to pay installment
yes
Okay.
And what is one that I'm going to 2 months and say, and say, all right, and say,
on the 11th. So they take 1,000 rand.
They take the whole thing, then they just pay.
Take 1,000 rand loan.
For 6 months. Installment is 210. You take 400 and change.
And then you put aside.
Put aside.
For that 2 months. I don't know.
They are going to say they are going to buy it, that they have enough money to bring it back to sell. And sometimes it comes to the store. Sometimes some of them, they buy the small stocks, but the profit is bigger than the money. Yeah. Yeah, they do like it.
Okay. So, 1,000 rand loan.
Mm-hmm.
They set aside 2 months of installments from the 1,000 rand loan. So they set aside 420 rand.
Mm-hmm.
Put it under somewhere. And now the other money is now what's going to be used or not used. So you know, maybe with the example of 200 rand, they can find that they're spending 200 rand on the business or something like that. But then they're keeping this 2 month of reserve because they don't know how it's going to go with the business.
Right.
Would it go well or not?
Right. Maybe that's why they've always repaid. Okay. Can you tell me about your group members? How did you choose them? Who are they?
So, the members of your group. How did you choose them?
What did they choose you?
Mm. Okay.
Mm. So,
Okay, so in 98 when they formed the group, they did not know each other.
She only formed with the people that she knows. Okay. And the people that she knows, they have a business and they are not the problems. They don't have the problems when it comes to herself. They are only right. And they are only discussing things that they will understand all of it at the same time. And they are following the instructions from the self, all of them. They don't want the one who's going to be a problem. Sometimes doesn't come to self or doesn't come to the meeting. She always don't have a mind when they have to pay money back.
Yeah.
Mm.
So how do you know them?
How much is the way?
We stay near, but not too far near from them, because the other ones is still down there, and the other ones is still... We're only on the same place.
Okay.
Yeah. So you socialize together? Or
yeah, they always socialize together.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes when she passes by here, she always see each other, and they always socialize before they go to sell. They have to see something. They have to discuss something
mm-hmm.
before they go to sell. Or someone having a problem, they have to solve it before they dare to sell.
Who lives here?
Besides from the two
of them. Just besides you.
So besides yourselves, who lives in this house?
It's Habana Manga.
Place.
We live with them.
So your two daughters, yourself, your mom,
my uncle,
your uncle,
my grandmother.
Wow. What do you eat usually?
What kind of food do you like?
Chicken, thai chicken,
and then yama home,
red meat,
and
eggs,
and then
red meat sausages, eggs. Or
do you eat that often? Red meat.
Sometimes it's not all the time. But when we have enough money to buy it, it comes to the money.
Okay. What do you eat when
what do you prefer? Do you prefer chicken or red meat?
I prefer all of them. But it comes to the money.
Yeah.
How much you have to buy for the grocery for that month.
Yeah, because So we really need to experience it.
Always eating vegetables because
right.
We know how to do it.
Everybody in South Africa eats mealie meal. There's a leftover bag of mealie meal right there. We all eat mealie pap.
Is
that 80 kg?
Yes.
I wonder in pounds. How many pounds is 80 kgs? It's like 150 or something.
Yeah, it's more.
280 rand. 280 rand.
Yeah,
250 feet.
For 80 kg. Yeah.
Okay.
So you buy it after
2 months? Or is it just only as only? Yeah. Very good. So is your uncle, is he working?
No, he's not working.
So how many hours? Well, how often do you work in your mom's business?
We're always together, every time.
But how often is every time? Once a month?
Every day.
Every.
I'm with them, day and night.
You work all the time?
Even we're going to buy a stock, we're together every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could be very thankful for a strong mother, and you can be thankful for a good daughter.
Yeah.
I'm also, my daughter is only 11 years old now, but she's this tall.
Yeah,
this tall. Yeah, she's tall really me. Tall. Because her mother is taller than me. Her mother is here. So I'm hoping my daughter can be a good daughter too, you know.
I've got two more questions.
Okay.
What do you do if you get sick?
Go to the hospital.
When was the last time you were sick? Never. Never been sick. Wow.
Sometimes. Normally it's been like flu.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Not feeling good inside.
Yeah, like that. Oh, no, like flu.
Like something like flu, yeah.
Ah. Once a year or 2 times. I was
so So if you get something like flu, like a cold, then do you go to the clinic? Do you go to the hospital?
I'm going to the hospital. Not clinic, hospital. Okay. Because I get a doctor.
Okay.
And then the clinic, I get a nurse's room.
Okay.
And you pay for that, right? Do you pay for that?
Do you pay when you go to the hospital?
60 rand.
60 rand. Okay. Did you go to Giani?
Kensani? Yeah,
Kensani Hospital. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you pay 60 rand for that. The 60 rand is for the doctor and for the medicine as well? Or only for the doctor?
And do you have internet here?
Do you have internet?
Mm-hmm.
Internet here. Yeah.
Do you hope to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all my questions. I'd like another picture of all three of you like this.
He's coming from New York.
Okay.
Don't you want to ask him? He asked you lots of questions.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Don't you want to ask him lots of questions?
Can I get a picture like this? Is that okay? Let me get the kid.
Your daughter.
Okay.
So you must ask him, if he can live in a beautiful place like this, why would he live in a place like New York? Hey?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'll have to think about that one.
What do you think about South Africa? Is it beautiful or not?
It's beautiful.
Different, like New York.
Oh, I haven't been here long, but it's definitely more beautiful than New York, and it's more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's cold right now in New York.
Yeah.
It's freezing, yeah. I have to have a huge jacket.
Okay. Let me see if I can show you a picture of my wife here. She sent me a picture on the cell phone. You know, we're having hot weather here. Yeah. That side is having very cold weather.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So where we live is about that much snow on the ground. But where you guys, how much was it?
It's not that bad in New York. In D.C. it's been
Yeah, they say, because when the snow falls, it builds up. So apparently in Washington, D.C., they first had 3 feet of snow. So that's like that high. And then after that, they had another 2 feet. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
What does it mean if you have 5 feet of snow? Can you get out of your house?
Yeah, they plow everything. I mean, I'm in New York, but sure. So I don't exactly know how it's going in D.C. because it's been really unusual.
So here is a picture. It's a small picture. And there's my wife. And it's in the snow.
This is D.C.
It's New York. It's not New York. That's the southern part of America is a bit warmer. And that's in the southern part of America. Yeah. You see. So it's very cold.
Yeah. We have to wear hats that cover our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get a couple pairs of earrings for my mom, sister?
You'd like to buy some earrings.
Yes.
And, okay, last thing. Can I just take the pictures over there and in there? No? Okay.
Just take this, please.
Okay, I'll get this. Okay, no problem. Just hold this down.
That one there.
Hold it hard.
So why don't you guys...
You press the little lever. Does that work? Okay. Press the button hard. Thank you so much. I know I took a lot of your time. Thank you.
Okay. It's nice having you.
Yeah. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for helping us with you. Good job.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Salam. Hey. Good. Yeah, Bob, I'm going to go.
We have till 12, right?
Okay.